来重温一下这个复活节的故事。
And we'll be reading several passages on the Easter Sunday.
今天早上我们来看几段的经文，就讲到这个复活节的那一天。
So have your Bible with you, or have your iPad, or iPhone, or smartphone with you.
请你翻开你的圣经。
We are going to read several passages from the Bible.
今天我们要来看好几段的经文。
Because I'm going to let the Bible tell the story. I'm not going to tell the story. The Bible is going to tell the story.
因为今天早上我想要这个圣经来讲这个故事。
See, I'm not the one who write the Bible. I'm not the one who tell the story. The Bible will be telling the story.
今天让圣经来告诉你们这个故事。
So I'll be do less preaching.But more reading of the Bible.
所以呢，今天早上的讲道呢，我讲的不是很多啊，需要你们来看看这个圣经，由这个圣经来自己讲它的故事。
So the first passage that I want you to read me is in the Gospel of Luke.
第一段的经文就是在路加福音。
Chapter 24, we're going to read from verses 1 to 8.
路加福音第24章1到8节。
Now, I would like you to read with me in unison because the English Bible, you have different version. If you have an NIV, you read with me. If you don't, you just, you know, follow along.
如果你用英文的话，你可以跟我一起念。
Turn on to Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 8.
就是路加福音第24章1到8节。
On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes, they gleamed like lightning, stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the man said to them, Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then they remember his words. The Easter story is written in all the four Gospels.
这个其实这个复活的故事已经主耶稣之前已经预言过了。
It's written in all the four Gospels.
这个四个这个复活节的故事都在这个四个福音里面写了。
Now when we read all the accounts in the Gospel, and we will notice that there is a plot.There's a storyline in the Easter story.
就是从这个四福音都讲到这个故事，但是他们是同样有一个的那个故事。
You can almost make an outline of the story.
你可以知道那个故事的大概。
The first, you will see the announcement. The angels announced about the resurrection of our Lord.Jesus Christ.
首先就是那个天使宣告这个主耶稣的这个复活。
Then secondly, we see that the Lord Jesus Christ appeared. He appeared to different groups of people in the gospel story.
然后第二呢，就是主耶稣出现了，从不同的人面前的出现了。
So this is what we're going to do: the announcement and the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们来看看他的宣告，然后到主耶稣的显现。
So first announcement, the story of resurrection begins with a group of women.
首先呢，他对他宣告对一群的妇女。
The one probably was his mother Mary.
其中他这个妇女是大概是他的母亲玛利亚。
Then there may have been others that are related to him.
那些妇女大概除了玛利亚之外，也有一些跟他很熟悉的。
And still others.He had lifted up to a new life.
有些妇女是他耶稣曾经帮助过了他们。
But all of these felt the blessing of his life.
这一小群的妇女都得到神的祝福。
And they all loved him.
他们都非常的爱耶稣。
Now, during his public ministry, as he traveled from place to place, a small group of women followed him and ministered to him and also his disciples.
当耶稣去传道的时候, 有一小群的妇女, 不断地就是跟着耶稣去服侍他跟他的门徒。
Now, when Jesus Christ was crucified, when he died on the cross, the women were there.
当耶稣 受死的时候, 被钉在十字架的时候, 那全的妇女也在这里。
They were there standing by, watching Jesus Christ on the cross.
叫小全的妇女都陪着耶稣在他的十字架的脚下, 然后, 跟着他。
Now, as he rose from the dead, we see them again.
当耶稣在死里复活的时候, 这全的妇女也在这里了。
So it is true that women were the last at the cross and the first at the tomb.
事实上就是这全的妇女都跟到耶稣到最后的一刻, 在十字架上, 他们是留陪到耶稣最后的一刻, 然后耶稣复活的时候, 他们是第一个看到耶稣的。
And they were the more faithful ones and more tender.
那他们真的得到神的祝福了, 因为他们很忠心的, 而且很温柔的。
I thank God for the women in our church for the commitment to the Lord and to the church.
所以我也很感谢神, 让我们, 教会里面有那么多的妇女来服侍神。
But here we see the women in this story could not get over the death of their Savior.
我们看到在这个段的圣经里面, 这些妇女, 她们很伤心, 很忧愁。
Some of them decided to go to the tomb on Sunday morning and anoint the body of Christ.
所以呢, 她们, 就带了香料, 要去到, 这个, 耶稣这个坟墓里, 跟为他, 把香料预备。
But as they walked toward the tomb, as they walked towards the graveyard, they had one concern.
当他们, 走进这个坟墓里面, 之前呢, 他们就, 觉得很不舒服了。
And the concern is how are they going to roll the rock from the tomb.
他们很担心, 因为那个, 他们怎么样把这个石头, 挪开呢?
So it is in those days the custom of the richer people who do not dig a six feet ground grave, but a cave is in the form of a small room is being used to encave the dead body.
但以前的, 他们的, 规矩, 就是比较有钱的人, 他们不是把这个身体装在地下, 而是, 挂一个洞, 把这个身体放在这个洞里面。
And for a large stone that had been rolled in front of it, and it was simply impossible for this woman to get rid of the stone, to roll away the stone.
那么那个坟墓已经给一个很大的石头, 已经塞住了, 根本就没有办法可以把这个石头挪开的。
But to their surprise, they found when they went there, they found the stone had been rolled away.
但是他们很惊讶, 当他们要去的时候, 去这个坟墓里面的时候, 他们发现那个石头已经被挪开了。
And so they rushed into the tomb.
所以他们就赶快地跑进去那个洞里面。
But the body of Christ was not there.
但是耶稣的身体不在了。And
so they were greatly distressed.
所以他们就很, 着急, 很慌张。And
they were afraid that his body had been stolen by his enemies.
他们害怕了, 因为他们以为那个他的身体已经被他, 被他们的敌人偷去了。Then
they looked up and saw two angels.
那他们就, 看到两个, 天使,
one at the head of the grave, the other at the foot.
一个就是在那个头上, 一个就在那个地那里。
And one of the angels said, why do you look for the living among the dead?
那么那个天使就对他们说, 你为什么在, 死人那里找活人呢?
He is not here, he has risen.
他不在这里, 他已经复活了。
Now remember how he told you while he was still alive with you on Galilee.
你还记得耶稣当他, 还活着的时候曾经对你们说过这个事了。
Yes, Jesus, he was the Lord of life and no grave could hold him.
耶稣就是生命的主, 没有这个坟墓可以把它留下来的。
He made the world, including the piece of ground where he was buried.
他是创造这个宇宙万物的。
Here on the earth, he showed his power over death.
他在这个世界上已经用他的权柄胜过死亡。
We read from the gospel story that he brought three persons from dead to alive.
其实当我们念他的福音的时候，我们知道他曾经把三个人从死里把他们复活过来。
Now he showed his power over death by coming back to life again.
然后他现在再一次的把他的权柄涌流出来，就是他自己从死里复活了。
There have been the great glad announcement made to this world over, but never like this one which the angel made.
其实是以前就是天使曾经做过很多的宣告，但是没有一个好像这个那么重要。
This announcement has great significance to the Christians.
这个天使的宣告是对于基督徒来说是非常非常的重要。
It means that every claim Jesus had ever made was true.
他代意着就是耶稣说过每一句话都是真的。
It means that now we have a living Savior.
他也是代表着我们的主是活着的。
It means that Satan was defeated.
也代表了这个撒旦已经死亡了。
It means that Christ would go marching down the ages as a mighty conqueror.
就是耶稣基督就是永远的王。
It means that one day he would take over as Lord of all the people.
他有一天就是他会做万王之王，万主之主。
And it means that we will be resurrected in the end time.
也这就代表着我们有一天也是会被从死里复活过来。
It means that we have the hope of eternal life.
意思我们就是有这个永远的生命这个盼望。
And the Bible says because he lives, we also will live.
圣经说因为主活着，所以我们也活着。
So, my dear friends, if you consider him as a Lord and Savior, you too have the hope of everlasting life.
所以呢，我亲爱的朋友，如果你接受耶稣基督的话，你也有同样的这个永远的这个生命。
Not only was he resurrected from the dead, he showed himself to the world. He made several appearances after he was resurrected.
不单只他是从死里复活，他也对我们有显现出来。
In the Bible, in the gospel story, it was told that he appeared to several groups of people.
在圣经里面有说他曾经对有几个几群人来显现。
And first he appeared to Mary Magdalene.
首先他是对这个莫大利的玛利亚显现。
And I want you to read with me in the gospel of John chapter 20:11-18.
我想大家跟我一起念这个约翰福音第二十章。
So turn on to the Bible, John 20:11-18.
约翰福音第二十章第十一到十八节。
Okay, if you have your NIV, you can read it along with me. If not, you just follow as I read. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciple with the news, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to him. Now Mary had a deep diet, had been a deep diet sinner, but Christ made her over.
莫大利的玛利亚，她曾经是犯过一个罪人，但是主耶稣已经拯救了她。
She loved him greatly.
她非常的爱耶稣。
So here we see in the gospel story, standing after the tomb, she sobbed out her grieving, her grief crying.
我们看到她在那个坟墓外面也不断的在哭。
And she cried, they have taken my body, my Lord. I know not where they had led him.
她说他们已经把我的主的身体拿走了，我不知道他们拿到哪里。
Then she heard a voice, and looking around, she saw Jesus.
然后她就听到一个声音，然后她就看到是耶稣。
But she didn't recognize him.
但是她认不出来。
Why are you weeping? He asked her.
然后耶稣问她，你为什么哭？
And she thought it was the gardener.
她以为耶稣是这个园丁。
And listen to what she said.
然后听她说什么呢？
These are words that come from a broken heart.
她的心已经很伤心了。Sir,
if you have moved him, tell me where he is, and I will take him away.
她说，她以为他是一个这个园丁，说如果你把他带走了，这个身体带走了，你告诉我在哪里，然后让我可以去看他。Then
Jesus said one word, Mary.
然后耶稣就说了一句话，说玛利亚。And
she cried out in ecstasy, Rabboni, Master.
然后他就非常的高兴快乐说，大师，就是说，拉波尼。
How sweet the voice of Jesus.
他觉得主耶稣的声音是那么的温柔。
All her sorrow, all her grief, all her burden instantly lifted from her.
他所有的重担伤心马上都脱走了。
Easter reminds us of the tender voice of Jesus speaking to our broken hearts.
其实复活节的这个日子，就是其实提醒我们到耶稣这个温柔的声音，可以来帮助我们有破碎的心灵。
Have you heard the tender voice of Jesus?
你有没有听到耶稣温柔的声音呢？
You who are in sorrow.
如果你现在是有伤心的事情。
You who are grief stricken.
你很多的悲伤，在很多悲伤的时候。
You can find comfort in Jesus Christ.
你可以在耶稣里找到这个安慰。
Jesus said, Come unto me, ye labor and heavy laden, and you will find rest.
耶稣说：“你来我这里，你担负，把着担着重担的人，你可以得到休息。”So
he's calling you. He's calling you in a soft and tender voice today.
所以呢，耶稣在呼召你，他是用他的温柔的声音来呼召你。And
next he appeared to the other women.
然后呢，耶稣就跟其他的妇女显现了。He
told them to go and give a message. To the disciples.
耶稣告诉这些妇女去传扬给其他的门徒。Down
the ages, he has met men and women and sent them to tell the old story of Jesus Christ and his love to the lost world.
耶稣给他们都有一个任务，就是去传扬耶稣复活的事。And
that's the reason why Christians like to tell people about their Savior, about His love.
其实这也是因为为什么基督徒很喜欢做见证，就是这个意思，因为我们得到这个任务。Not
that we think we are better than anybody.
不是我们觉得我们基督徒是比别人好。
Not that we think that we are holier than other people.
我们也不是觉得我们比别人的圣洁。But
we have the mandate, we have the command of Jesus Christ to go and tell the story.
其实我们从耶稣里得到这个任务, 这个命令叫我们去把这个故事传扬出去。
And the next we see that he appeared to two disciples, from Emmaus.
啊，下一个经文我们看到耶稣啊，对两个门徒显现了。
And turn again to the Gospel of Luke.
我们再来看这一段的圣经，在路加福音。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 28 to 35.
路加福音第二十四章二十八到三十五节。
Okay.
二十八到三十五节。
I'm going to read from the NIV version. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it's near evening." The day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together, and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told that what had happened on the way, and how Jesus recognized by them when he broke the bread. So here he appeared to two disciples. They were walking to this town called Emmaus.
啊，在这段经文呢，耶稣啊跟两个门徒显现了。这两个门徒他们去的一个城市。
And they were talking about the crucifixion, and they were very sad.
他们讲这两个门徒讲到耶稣怎么被钉十字架，他们很忧愁起来了。
And suddenly Jesus joined them, but they did not recognize him as the resurrected Lord.
那忽然间呢，耶稣就跟他们同行，但是他们认不出耶稣出来。
And as they walked, Jesus began with the Old Testament scripture, showing them how it had been predicted, how it had been prophesied that Christ would die and rise again.
当耶稣跟他们啊走的啊同行的时候，耶稣跟他们说这个。旧约的这个预言，耶稣怎么样死，然后怎么样复活。
Finally, they reached one of these men and the home of this man, and the stranger was invited for a meal.
最后呢，他们到了一个其中的门徒的家，然后他们就留耶稣来吃饭。
And naturally, they asked him to give thanks at the table.
然后呢，他们就叫耶稣就是谢饭。
And when Jesus gave thanks,their eyes were opened and they recognized it is the Lord.
当耶稣祷告谢饭的时候他们的眼睛明亮起来，突然间认出耶稣了。
Then he disappeared just as suddenly as he appeared.
然后呢，他忽然间耶稣就不见了。
Now listen to the words of these two men.
然后我们来看看这两个门徒怎么说呢？
They said, "Did our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the way?"
他们说，当耶稣跟我们讲话的时候，我们的心不是火热起来吗？
Ah, yes, my friends, it is true. Our hearts do burn with joy when we have been walking with him.
这是真的，亲爱的朋友，让耶稣跟我们同行的时候，我们的心真的会火热起来的。
But remember this, in order to walk with him, we must walk the way that he is walking.
但是我们要记得，要与耶稣同行呢，我们要行他的路。
But if we walk in sin, we walk in worldliness and indifference, you cannot expect him to walk with you.
当我们活在这个罪恶里面，我们不可以我们根本没有可能跟耶稣同行。
He walks the upward way. Why not get on that road and walk with him?
耶稣他走他的路，如果我们要跟他一起走的时候，我们要走他的路。
Then lastly, he appeared to the disciple by the seaside.
然后呢，最后呢，他要跟门徒再显现了，在这个海边。
Turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 4 to 14.
让我们来看约翰福音第二十一章一到
四到十四节。
哦，四到十四节，约翰福音第二十一章四到十四节。
The Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 4 to 14. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment and around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciple followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coal there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples there asked him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. So we next see him beside the sea, where he caught the disciple to make a great catch of the fish.
接下来我们就看到耶稣跟他的门徒显现了在海边那边，然后让他们抓到很多的大鱼。
And after they have eaten the meal together there on the beach, Jesus turned to Peter and said,
当他们吃完饭的时候，耶稣就对彼得说，
"Peter, do you love me?"
彼得，你爱我吗？
And we know that three times did he ask Peter the same question, "Do you love me?"
我们知道耶稣三次的问彼得，你爱我吗？
And Peter avowed passionately that he loved Jesus more than anything in the world.
那彼得就很热情地对耶稣说，我爱你比世界上所有的事情更爱你。
And Jesus told him to do something about it.
然后耶稣就对彼得说，你要去做。
And we read from church history that Peter really did something about it.
你要去为我做事情。我们看到圣经的时候就知道，真的彼得为主做了很多的事情。
And we know that Peter gave his life for the Lord.
甚至他为主牺牲了他的生命。
And so this morning, Jesus is asking you the same question.
所以今天早上耶稣也问你同样的问题。
He asked, "Do you love me?"
他问你爱我吗？
If you do, then go and do something about it.
如果你是说你爱耶稣的话，你要为他做事。
He died for you, and he took the punishment for you.
他为你死，他为你受了这个惩罚。
He saved you from eternal damnation.
他为你拯救了你从这个永远的咒诅。
So he loves you to the end.
他最爱你爱到最后。
Do you love him?
你爱他吗？
If you do, then you'll be faithful to him and to his church and to his ministry.
如果你爱他的话，你要对他忠心的，对他的教会忠心的服侍。
Easter is a special day for the Christian.
复活节是对基督徒一个很重要的日子。
Because this is the day that our Lord Jesus Christ was resurrected.
因为这一天就是主耶稣从死里复活了。
And therefore giving us the hope of eternal life.
所以因为他从死里复活，给了我们这个永远生命的这个盼望。
And this is the day that he appeared and gives message to proclaim the lost world the old old story.
他今天就是显现了，让我给我们宣告这个很旧很旧的故事。
We are encouraged to love him, serve him for the great things he had done for us.
我们真的为了他。 因为他的爱得到很大的鼓励，来继续为他做伟大的事情。Let
us pray.
让我们来一起祷告。Our
Father God, we thank you for this message. We thank you for this day. We thank you for you have been resurrected and given us the hope of everlasting life. Father, we pray that your message will continue to be in our hearts as we take it and meditate upon it. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 200, Christ the Lord is risen today. 基督今復活，詩歌簿嘅200。
基督耶稣今复活， 哈利路亚！ 世人天使起诉说， 哈利路亚！ 快乐凯歌的颂扬， 地同歌唱， 哈利路亚！ 荣耀君王幕中起， 哈利路亚！ 至阿都够在哪里？ 耶稣带领我必胜。